Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of March 2017, and this is the 552nd Mole Out Loud. I think that's right. I think it's not the 553rd, but it might be. I started this podcast on Saturday, 2 days ago, when I was sitting at Hobart Airport, and I thought I had just recorded the last section of it just now, but that last section didn't take, so I was planning to send you both that first bit and this last bit in one podcast. I may still send you the first part. But I was sitting at Hobart Airport, and I wanted to do a podcast, but it was so full, the airport, I felt too self-conscious, and so I didn't. And then a couple of flights left, and the place was emptier, and I felt okay to do it. And then I suddenly realised that I didn't, my plane had been called, and so I had to run ahead and run onto the plane. And so this process of suddenly realizing I had to run was all recorded, which hadn't been intended. Anyway, I'm here at Milsons Point in Sydney. Just near Luna Park. I'm about to walk round to McMahon's Point. It's a lovely little bay here with lots of yachts at rest. That's not a very technical term, is it? moored here, I think, is probably what I mean. And I had thought that I would talk to you from where I was staying, but then I thought, no, actually, I want to be really outside in Sydney talking to you, because from just around where I'm walking and where I started the podcast, I can see not only Luna Park, but the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So it's a very, very Sydney outlook, and I thought that would be a nice place to talk to you from. And it is an exquisite day. It's quite hot, but it doesn't feel as hot as this temperature would feel in Hobart. I'm not sure. I think it's the intensity of the sun. This feels quite manageable at 28, whereas 28 in Hobart feels very, very uncomfortable. It's been a very busy day It's not been a busy day today at all. It's been a lovely, quite relaxed day today. I've been at bookshops with my two Hexen friends, browsing secondhand and new books, mainly browsing rather than purchasing, but just that lovely thing of being in a bigger bookshop. Although it wasn't a very big bookshop, but it was a really good thing to do the morning after the workshop yesterday, because that workshop was fabulous, but it was also very intense, and I don't think I could have taken anything more in. We talked a bit about going to go and look at some exhibitions, but I just felt that I needed to absorb what I had already. There's a lot to absorb. The workshop was fabulous. It gave me lots of different ways that I could view my novel, the sort of different lenses that I could look through to re-examine it. Not necessarily rewrite it, but just look at it from different angles and assess it from different angles, assess what works and maybe what doesn't work so well. So it was very well worth coming, and it was a lovely group and a very, beautifully organised workshop and delicious food. So all in all, and I'm being very, very well hosted here, and it was such fun to have we three Hexen together, because I hadn't ever met the other two, and we do know each other from Skype chats, but it's quite different being in the flesh together. So this has been a real treat, and it has been fantastic. I'm really very, very glad I did it, even though it was quite odd to be leaving Hobart just as the concert was going to be performed. I'm glad to know that it did go well. So, not that I could have done very much if it hadn't, but it's a relief to know that it did. Given that I wasn't there for even moral support. Sydney is really exquisite. I can see why people fall in love with it. I know that I'm in the best part of Sydney, you know, the most picturesque, and I'm sure there are suburbs and suburbs and suburbs of places that are less beautiful. But here, the particular geography of the place really makes such a difference. Hobart has some of that charm, but the way all these bays and things we don't have. We just have, sort of have an estuary that just almost just goes out to the water, not all these points and land turning back on itself and so on. So it's a lovely place to be, and I wouldn't normally have come here in the summer. Not that March really is summer, but I'm glad I have. Everything is very glistening. And so tomorrow I shall be back home again, but now I'm going to go back to where I'm staying. I'm staying in a lovely old house, and it has a very lovely, calm sort of writerly feel about it. So I'm going to go home, and I'm going to go through my notes and begin to think about what things in the novel I might look at, where I might go with it, and just kind of applying the things that were talked about at the workshop to my particular issues with the novel. I do hope that you've had a great time this last couple of days, whether it's in your normal environment or whether you've broken out like I have into something quite outside your box. I know that change is fantastic, but you know, even the change to be kind of sitting in somebody else's house is really an amazing change without any major geographical move. So maybe if you're less able to get about, just working somewhere else for a bit, or being with other people for a bit if that's possible, can be invigorating, and you know, with any luck, not too exhausting. I'm going to start wandering back again now, and I thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.